first, when I saw your name on here and I saw Ron Say's name, I'm thinking, wow. And you guys are buds, aren't you, after that incredible incident 100 I mean, not close, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, when I hit him, Rick Cerrone's right here, and he came out to the mound, he goes, I think he's dead. And I just went, oh, my God.
Rick Cerrone, I didn't realize you were catching that day.
Oh, yeah, I was catching. And I went out there, and Goose says, how's he doing? I said, you know, he hasn't moved. I think he's dead.
Wow.
And it was a scary situation. Well, I know he felt bad. We all felt bad. And it was just like a hush over the whole ballpark. It was tough.
And he wasn't wearing an ear flap either.
Oh, no. The helmet, he said, caught it just enough of the impact of that pitch. And
it was unbelievable.
You know, another probably a half inch or less lower.
Don't even want to think about it.
Flush again in the, you know, in the temple, and he probably doesn't make it out of that.
Exactly.
So all I kept saying on the mound was, Ronnie, get up.
Wow.
Just get up. Just please get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
It was really scary.
And how fast was that pitch, do you recall?
And the other thing, too, it was also twilight, so it was hard to see to begin with. And the ball just started here and just kind of took off, and he had no chance. I mean, he couldn't move. And that's the tough thing with the West Coast. You have to play those the twilight games. It's tough.
Yeah.
Tough on the hitter. And I know he felt bad. We all felt bad.
But by the way, was that a typical Gossage fastball, too?
Oh, well, it was the 96. I think they got it on the gun.
Yeah, he took a little off of it.
Yeah, a little off.
They always had that gun back there. And,
exactly.
You know, it was just one of those things that I hated the Dodgers, but that's not part of the game.
No, I understand.
You know, it just got away from me, and I pitched inside, in their inner half of the plate, and when balls got away, that's where they ended up. And it was a great, usually a great purpose pitch, but this one was more than a...
Just got away.
More than a purpose pitch. It's the scariest situation that I have ever gone through, you know. And so, you know...
Oh, thank God it didn't happen.
Thank God he's okay, man.
By the way, just talked to Don Sutton and asked him, is it different to walk around knowing that you got HOF after your name forever now?
I still can't comprehend it, really. I would meet a Hall of Famer in a clubhouse or at a ballpark somewhere around the league and in our travels, and I thought, man, what must that be like?
Wow.
And then to get elected, to even be considered for it, was amazing. And then to get elected, I still just can't even. I'll be driving her down the road and I'll just shake my head, about it or something. And you know, I can't believe I did what I did, you know. And,
yeah, but we all knew how good you as a fan, I knew you were a Hall of Famer, but you think because of being a reliever that it just was more difficult to get in?
Well, I think the way the role of the relief pitcher has changed.
Yeah,
you know, I don't pitch one inning like these guys do, Mariano and Trevor Hoffman. And the closer wasn't even a coined phrase when I was a relief pitcher. And I came into games to, you know, into a big situation, try to get out of that, and then, you know, have to pitch the eighth and the ninth. You know,
good to see you, Goose.
Thanks.
I know you got other stuff to do. Have fun.
Good to see you.
All right, man.